Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fell, and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio Community News for September 2011. First of all, I'd like to welcome the new host to our network, as we always do at the top of the show. And we had three new hosts this month, Ocon DK, Tracy Holz, also known as Holster, and Joe Wakamara. First of all, let me thank you very much for stepping up to the plate and recording some shows. More about that later on. Let's start with a quick roundup of the shows for last month. Episode 206 was HPR Community News for the previous month, and we followed that with a show from Klaatu on Mara DNS. So it's one of his series on networking, where he introduces you to setting up some simple networking in the house. The following day we had Brome with an interview from Yancy Smith, and I'd like to thank Brome for providing the complete transcription of the show in the show notes. Excellent, thank you very much. The following day was Syndicated Thursday, and this week we took Talk Geek to Me episode from Duke Geek. He suggested that we play it, and it's Top Geek to Me number 28, which is about segmented downloading. And just as a little bit of feedback on that episode, the reason that ISPs hate BitTorrent is because it uses it's not as efficient internally on the local network, on their own networks, as something like a news group is. When you take a feed from a news group, it is a sort of hierarchical structure that responds to the network, but they really, really hate BitTorrent because it goes outside of their network, and every time you go outside of their network, it costs them money. And if you go to a server the other side of the world, it really, really costs them money. So this is why they love news servers, and they hate BitTorrent. The following day we had Joe with his first show, introducing himself, recording in the car, and he mentioned that he was thinking of doing a Arch install show, and we hope that he does. Some feedback in the comments section, which asked him to do a show on that. The following day was a show from Thistleweb, and I'd like to apologise to Thistleweb and Klaatu and basically everybody involved in Corbatu for not getting the show out when they thought it was out. There was it was scheduled, and then they asked me not to schedule it, and then they said, okay, go ahead and schedule it again, and I had simply taken it out of the queue. So apologies for that. They have essentially a free culture torrent tracker and CMS, which they, if you want more information on it, you can go to unseenstudio.co.uk/tracker. That's unseenstudio.co.uk/tracker. And you'll find some interesting information there on putting BitTorrent to good use. The next show on our list was show called in by Mr. Gadgets, our stalwart on the network here, and he was questioning whether are you a patent troll, and he gave some examples of that, and sort of muddied the water for a lot of people. There are some interesting feedback in the comments section by Klaatu, who feels that they are all patent trolls. But go read those comments yourself if you want to know more information on how you can subscribe to the comments, or how you can subscribe to the AUG or Speaks feed. Feel free to click on the syndication link in the navigation menu on Hacker Public Radio website. The following day was episode 813, recorded by myself. It was an interview with Ruby Gem about Barcamp Blackpool. And that's coming up on the 15th of October. And they were looking for some people who maybe might be able to come along and participate and perhaps engage in some of the good value sponsorship that they have available. More information in the show notes about that. Then we had the Nightcast episode 54 on Syndicated Thursday, setting up an Amahi server. I want to thank Nightlord for sending this in. I haven't actually set up Amahi myself, but it seems like a nice way to set up a home automation, home media server, if you're into that sort of thing. So feel free to give that a shout. The following day, the following day was another mix-up in scheduling by an interview that I did with Chris Finlay at Og Camp about Software Freedom Day Dundee, which is on 2011, and I just got it out the day before Software Freedom Day. Apologies to Chris there for and Thistleweb for the scheduling mix-ups, and I just we'll be talking more about that later on. But the episode was about Software Freedom Day in Dundee, and actually the audio wasn't too bad considering that we recorded it outside a train station in front of a taxi rank in at Og Camp. Then we had the first in what I hope will be a very productive series from Tracy Holz, you'll know from the Podnuts Network, Holster. He has started a show series called Modern Survivalism, and it's pretty much practical day-to-day tips on how we can make use of the resources around us. I don't know if a lot of you are aware, but everything you buy in the stores is shipped there on a just-in-time policy. So, you know, they ship it so that it will arrive just on the day and everything is scheduled. So it's kind of a big house of cards, really. So there's no buffer at all in the system. If anything goes wrong, then there will be shortages of particular products. That's not to say I'm an alarmist or anything, but you can do something about that by listening to the to this episode and taking some practical tips. Nothing that's going to cause you any hardship, or nothing too serious. So let's look forward to that. Then the following day, we had Akon Decay, the first show on how to install Windows from a USB disk. Now, of course, it wasn't just Windows. He was discussing other operating systems as well. But this was a good example on how you would add Windows to the mix. So a very, very useful episode. The next day we had our very good friend and HPR admin, Pokey, with an episode on how to use the Sansa clip for podcasting. He had replaced the standard firmware with the Rockbox firmware and was using it. Interestingly, Code Cruncher, who paid a visit to Amsterdam, was over here for a cup of tea, coffee actually, was talking about how she used the Sansa clip for podcasting as well, and she was able to cut down a background noise by holding the earbud where the earbuds join the jack that goes into the Sansa clip, holds onto that rather than the Sansa clip itself, got rid of some background noise. So the next day we had Robin Gatling's excellent episode on editing the podcast, and it is on my to-do list to add all of these to a how to podcast section on the website. The next day again, Klaatu setting up a web server and MySQL server, making it sound very easy, and of course it is quite easy. So that is quite a nice series there. A few people have DeepGeep has given some responses back in there to some of the comments, so check out the comments in the show notes for more information on that. a dial-in episode from Mr. Gadgets. The episode getting the most comments of any show this month. And it was Why Android Tablets Suck. Ranging from the worst review I've ever heard to the best review I've ever heard. So have a read of the show notes. Mr. Gadgets has quite a lot of experience on the on Android tablets, so well worth your while both listening to the show notes and reading the comments on this episode before you dive deep into the world of Android tablets. One tip I would give you is that you would be well advised to try out your Android tablet before you make a purchase. The next day we had Vivian Aparkos with an interview from Ogcamp, and it was about the GiftGaff community phone project, and it was a real pity that I didn't hear about this prior to going to the UK. I would have been able to arrange a SIM card. Seems like a very interesting way to do business. But the cynical among you might say, well, it's getting the community to do your work for you. But it seems to be quite a good approach. Then the following day we had episode 823, where Klaatu talks to Trevor, a programmer from Python's GStreamer backend. Again, a very interesting show from Klaatu, and he seems to be able to pick up interesting interviews the entire time. Then Robin Gatling again with the Full Circle podcast, content edited for Hacker Public Radio, about the Open Tech Conference 2011, Paula Graham of Fossbox. And this is a non-profit organization supporting digital inclusion and helping other non-profits towards lower cost IT systems with a more flexible and lower environmental impact. So there's a link in the show notes to that episode to fossbox.org.uk, and you can get more information about them even if you're not in the UK. They provide a lot of information on the site that's well worth reading. And the last episode of the month was Jamie Sharp interview at x.org developer conference XDC 2011 by Mark Coles. And this is the first in a series of episodes from that show. Quite an interesting episode, actually. Didn't think I was going to be as interested in something so low level as the X system and the X protocol C binding language, the XCB. But as with quite a lot of things on HPR, you don't know you're interested in them until you hear an excellent interview just like this one. And I'd also like to thank Mark Coles for doing all the encoding and the show notes in HTML and doing the ID3 tags and the whole kick and caboodle. Saves a lot of work, actually. So, great. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to all our hosts. We have never had as many shows in the queue as we have at the moment, but I'm happy with that. If I'm looking here at hackerpublicradio.org/calendar.php, you'll see the moving schedule of shows as they're coming up, and we have now shows stretching out to the last show that's scheduled is HPR Community News for the first Monday of January 2012. So quite happy about that. But because of the scheduling rules, we have quite a lot of free slots in there still. As you can see, if you look at the bottom, it currently says there are 31 shows in the queue and 34 free slots. So if you have not as yet done your one show for Hacker Public Radio, then it's time to start recording that show and send it in for this year. So your one show, you've had quite a lot of shows this year, and already over 200 shows. And so now we would like to to hear the remainder, your contribution to Hacker Public Radio in the form of a show. And if you could send that in, email admin@hackerpublicradio.org. We'll send you all the information that you need to get yourself added to that queue. The queue, speaking about the queue coming up, we have, I mentioned that I'm quite happy to have the shows in, but as it turns out, the shows that have been contributed are largely from three contributors, Clatu, mostly, with quite a lot of interviews, Mark Coles, and myself, with interviews from OLF. And Mark Coles' ones are from the X-Developer Conference. So while it's a healthy state of affairs, it is not sustainable in our current form unless people send in shows. We ask for one show a year. Ideally, we would like people to send in shows more regularly than that. But at the moment, and I'll be giving a breakdown later on in December's show, a breakdown of the year at HPR. And the way I see it now is the vast majority of shows, and too high a percentage, are contributed by Clatu. Not to say that I don't like the shows, it's absolutely great. I appreciate the shows, and as he says himself, he would like to see the day where HPR is self-sustainable, but I don't think we're there yet. So I'm going to continue stressing and asking people, we really need shows coming in. It's really great to have a full queue where the scheduling rules have been put to the test for the first time ever. Up until now, it's been pretty obvious what's going to be scheduled. If you have only one show in the queue, well then, that's what's going to get scheduled. So, keep sending in the shows. Can't harp on enough about it. After my little mix-up with Chris Finley and Thistle Webb, which was due also largely to the fact that we have a new outro and a lot of the shows needed to be re-edited, and I needed to apply a lot of the scheduling rules, which I've really haven't had to do before. I'm just going to read you an email I sent to the HPR mail list. If you're not on the HPR mail list, please join. Information is on the website and how you can do that. Anyway, it goes, and I quote from the email, along with the scheduling rules at hackerpublicradio.org/calendar.php, there is a line that says, while avoiding having any one host or series repeated in a week, the idea of this was to allow someone uploading an entire series in one go and us having to schedule it. So this has worked out well, so that the queue is full and the host still gets their series played fairly often. But after an event like OGCamp and the Anno Linux Festo, Linux Festo LF, etc., we tend to get a load of shows at once that fall outside the traditional concept of a series. Some of these shows have the feel of the fest and go stale after some time. So the question is, should we schedule these according to the same rules, meaning that there is no more than one a week, or should we open the floodgates and have a few weeks dedicated to posts and interviews? And I asked people to discuss, and thankfully they did. A lot of the discussions came down on the fact that we should release the shows as soon as possible, that we should open the floodgates, we should release the timely day ones with a higher time factor, you know, that are, have a sell-by date as soon as possible. And essentially the answer came to me, at least to me, I don't know about the rest of you, but that's the purpose of this this podcast every month, is so that those of you who maybe aren't on the mail list or have not been involved in the discussions, at least become aware of the discussions and can send an email to the list with your opinion. But basically the way I see it is, if that somebody is going to a show, which is great, and we will be putting also together how to represent HPR at a show. You know, Clatu has some shows episode in the queue about that. So if you're going to a show, what we can do is we can promote that by interviewing the organizers beforehand, which we've already done. We can organize the show pack, which I want to talk to you about more later on. we can make sure that you have a table and all the business cards, stickers, the banner, and with a little explanation of how you can, what you need to do at the show. And then after the show, when we're doing that, we can also schedule a block of time immediately after the show, or however long. If you want to leave a week after the show so that you have time for editing, we can do that as well. So something like 5 days of OLF interviews, 5 days of Odd Camp interviews after Odd Camp, 5 days of whatever conference after whatever conference. So that seems to, that would fit in well with the scheduling rules, which state time critical shows should go first, scheduled shows where we have scheduled a regular slot and then new hosts, and then on a first in first out basis. So in actual fact, we wouldn't need to change anything. The scheduling rules would apply, and the important reason for that is I want this system to be fair and be seen to be fair. So, you know, if somebody is going to a show, you're going to know beforehand, so we'll have plenty of time to schedule out the slots so that anyone seeing their shows going in afterwards will know why. And yeah, all should be good. Speaking of shows that are coming up, the DerbyCon from Louisville, Kentucky is going to be on from September the 30th to October the 2nd, which will mean it's over now, but HBR will be at that show. Other things that were happening, there's going to be a HBR roundtable at Freaknik, and that is, for information on when that is on, you can find that on the website. It will be held at, as he clicks, Freaknik 15, will be November the 4th to the 6th, 2011, in Days Inn Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee. Very good, very good, very good. And if you have more shows that are coming up, I'd appreciate it if people will go to those representing HPR. And you don't need any special ambassadorial status, but we can, of course, assign you that, HPR ambassadors, if you wish. And it's a great way for people to get to know HPR so that they can subscribe to it and enjoy the excellent shows that are on here. But more importantly, it's a great way to get contributors in. And that's what we need. We need people to come in and contribute to HPR, providing us with shows. Other things that happened, released, got some feedback from our the open source accessibility expert, Mr. Jonathan Nadeau, about the Augmented podcast, and I look forward to doing some more of those, including some of his tips about spelling out the links and not just saying them. We had, in the last show, we mentioned that there was a text file available where you could read out the text associated with the outro so that we could mix and match them into a multicultural fest embodying the spirit of what HBR is. Many people from many different nations and cultures contributing to a open source network. So we have contributions from Corbuntu, Pokey, and Manon so far, so look forward to hearing your contribution. Then we had a continued discussion on the HPR theme music, and I was delighted to hear that Pokey used that in one of the outros in one of his episodes. You can use it or you can not use it, it's entirely up to you. And then we had one other thing, which was that Code Cruncher was over to visit here in Amsterdam, and she called around to the house and we had a nice time drinking coffee and talking about HPR and some of the things we'd like to do in the upcoming time. So that's it. That's the end of this month's episode. Just one thing I saw tagged as HPR in my newsfeed was HPR booth at the Ohio Linux Fest, where somebody with devil's horns was talking to strange, almost alien creature with blue hair at what purports to be the Hacker Public Radio booth at Ohio Linux Fest. Yes, if you want to see what Tlatu looks like in real life, then you're going to have to chase down that video. And with that, thank you very much for listening to my ongoing rant. And I look forward to hearing your show coming on the queue sometime in the future. And remember that, as always, you can tune in tomorrow and hear another excellent episode on Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.